Blog Talk Radio.
This is God's Journey Child, Theodore Chestnut, and you're listening to the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Walk with me, family. Let's go!
That's right, family and friends. It is the hottest radio network on the planet. The Psalmist Voice Radio Network has an all-star lineup just for you. TPV Reloaded, Sunday at 4 p.m., Wednesday and Friday at 11 a.m. The Caribbean Pepper Pot, Tuesdays at 8 p.m. The Grub, Monday at 12 p.m. Brother Don Presents, Saturday at 4 p.m. Man, Let's Talk at 6 p.m. every first Monday of the month. It is The Love Potion at 8 p.m. every second and fourth Thursday. TPV Wired Up, first and third Saturday at 8 p.m. TPV Presents by appointment only. You can also catch us on KBRG The Bridge or download Live 365. Walk with us. Let's go.
At Majal's Products, we care for a better you with our handmade natural ingredients to give you healthier skin, body, and stronger hair. Like our face, foot, hair, and body care products. To order yours today, please visit our website at www.majalsproducts.com or on Facebook at Majal's Products. Get yours today and get your faster results without breaking the bank.
Good afternoon, family and friends. Thank you for tuning into The Grub. I am your host, Niece, and today we're not doing a menu today. Actually, we're not doing a menu today. We're doing energy snacks today, family and friends. You know, we fed you guys for the whole of this month, last month. You know, we give y'all a heavy meal, keep y'all full to go back to lunch and stuff like that. So we're going to keep it light and give you something to give you that energy. So, you know, you could continue through the thing and be uplifted. You know, before we start, we always open with a prayer. And I would like to say, Father God, thank you for everything that you have given us this in our life, period. You know, thank you for waking us up this morning to be with our family, to be with our friends, and of course, Father God, to give you the glory that you deserve every day for you. Without you, nothing is possible, Father God. And we would just like to say thank you once again. Amen. Family and friends, welcome, welcome. I'm basically by myself today, I guess until Sister Diane clicks in. But we're going to start. And our first fruit of the day is kiwi. That's right. And know God's chapter. And it's coming from Philippians 4:19. And my God will liberally supply full to the full your every need according to his riches in glory in Christ. And family and friends, we have to believe that Jesus tried to get us to sow a good seed by making a statement that he is first in our lives. I believe if we do that, we will receive more than we give up. I am tested, which we all are tested in this way all the time. There have been many times when God asked me to give my last, my only, and my all. And I know we all have been through that where, you know, we've been asked, some of us are selfish about it, but if you want that blessing back, you have to give. You're supposed to give freely. But every time I have done so, family and friends, I have ended up better off than I was before. Offer up your best to God today, and you will see his character, that he is the greatest. He is the I am. He is everything. the God of more than enough, family. God is more than enough. When you give God your house and you receive the blessings, you know, sometimes we bless somebody and, you know, I was raised up again, like I said on the last show, I was raised up, you know, you give your life and you don't worry about it because your blessing could come from anywhere. Your blessing could come from back, belly, and side. Don't expect your blessings from the same person that you have given that blessing because you never know where your blessing will come from. And that's how it should be in this life that we live in. We should want to give up our all, give up everything that we have because we're going to be blessed with more from God, family, and friends. Don't matter if it's your last. Sometimes you give your life and you get 20 times back in return. You know, so God would supply. He would fill to the full, family and friends. So there's nothing wrong in giving your life. There's nothing wrong with sharing. So if you haven't shared, start sharing. Stop being selfish. Stop being selfish and open up and, you know, give. Give. Family and friends, we are going to move on to our oranges, which is coming from Matthew 5:13-16, salt and light. Lord, help me to bring salt and light into my little world today. Family and friends, when Jesus spoke the command to be salt and light, he didn't tell his followers exactly how to be either one. The how is up to the Holy Spirit who helps each individual in a unique way. Yet sometimes we get caught up in thinking that there is no right way to perform certain ministry tasks. Jesus never expects his followers to emulate each other like cookies on a sheet, family and friends. Each walk with Christ is meant to be unique. The walk that you walk with Christ and the walk that I walk with Christ is totally different. Is not going to be the same. So we have to look at things different. Look at things, because when you walk that walk with Christ, you see things different. You hear things different. You taste things different. Everything wakes up. Everything is different. Salt makes a dull life. Light takes away darkness. We are called to touch our world in ways that bring life and light to those around us. And we should ask ourselves, what am I doing to please God? He's our ultimate audience, family and friends. Spread your salt and your light, and he will take care of the rest. He will take care of everything else, family and friends. I just got some news, family and friends. We're going to take a moment in silence. My co-host, Sister Diane, is in a hospital. I know I did contact her this morning and yesterday, and I didn't get any response, but I just did. So we're going to take a moment in silence and just pray for her and pray that all is well. We know she has some medical issues with her vision. We know that she's legally blind and, you know, some other health issues. So just let's take a quick, brief moment and pray for Sister Diane and that God cover her in his glory and in his blood and for her to be better, you know, within herself and give her great help. So we're going to take a quick moment. Amen. So once again, family and friends, don't matter what you go through in life, every darkness and every place that you felt that is dark in your life, just remember, God is going to put a light in that darkness. You have to remember that God is going to pick us up when we are at our weakest point. When we feel that all is gone, gone and nothing else is there to for us, leave for us. That's when God picks us up and he carry us. He carry us through everything that we go through in life. And we just have to be grateful for that and thankful for that, that he is there. Don't matter what you go through, don't matter what sin you commit, God is always on our side. This is why we have to keep faith in him. This is why we got to keep that momentum going with God, because he is the Father. He is the I Am. Like I said, spread yourself. And then you sometimes, yeah, we have to step back and say, and ask ourselves, what am I doing to please God? Because we only turn to God when it's in time of our need. But what am I doing back within myself to please the I Am? What are we doing to please God? What are we doing to please the Messiah? We already know what sin is. We already know the types of sin. And if it's that path that you walk in life, you could always ask God for repentance and move on and follow his direction. Follow that narrow road, family and friends. We are unique in our own way, family and friends. The walk that we walk with God is different for all of us. Not because Mary, John, and Susie, they walk might be perfect, but we don't know what they're struggling with as individuals that God is bringing them through. So we should never want to walk the same walk that we see our brothers and sisters in Christ walking, because we don't know to the end of the day what is their struggle. We have to ask God, help me to bring salt and light into my world today, into my life. Family and friends, it's never too late. It is never too late. Spread yourself and light, and God will take care of the rest. He will take care of everything else. Don't worry about it. Put it to the foot of the cross and leave it there. He would help you come over everything that we think is unnecessary, family and friends. So, family and friends, because it's me today, I am going to play some music in between. So stay tuned and stay blessed after this music selection. We are going to be right back. So don't go nowhere. Don't go nowhere, because Nisi ain't going nowhere either. So we're going to play some music and be right back.
That's a nice little something to say. You know, I'm just... All right, listen. You know, what we're all about, prophetic, we're all about. Did you quit playing? She done messed everything up. I done just hit it.
Put your hands together one time. Or did I hear everything the right way? The situation you're going through is getting harder for you to face. Yeah. You say your family, hey, and your friends have left you hanging,
who is the King of the Lord? The Lord God's glory.
Family and friends, I am back. I am back. It is time to order up because you are tuned into the grub. So, yes, I already give you your kiwi. I already give you your orange. So, we're doing energy snacks for this. So, we're going to roll right over into the bananas. And it's coming from Isaiah 60, 1, 2, and it's moving into your future. Arise, shine, for your light has come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. But the Lord will rise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. Lord, where I have made the mistake of doing what I want and then expecting you to bless it, forgive me. Instead, I ask what you want me to do, knowing that when I do your will, you will bless me. Enable to hear your voice and trust your leading, I want it said to me when I leave this earth and go to be with you, that I walk with God. I want it said that your glory was seen in my life. I trust my future to you, knowing you have it safely in your hands. Family and friends, you know, the past is our past. We can't do anything about our past. Our past teaches us lessons for the present, to present, and for the future. But every wrongdoing that we have done in our past, we could ask for forgiveness, but we got to continue on wanting to live in that righteousness. You can't just ask God to forgive you for your wrong and keep doing it. It doesn't work, so you still have that darkness. When we do that in our life, in this worldly world that we live in, oh, God, forgive me because I have sinned. But then tomorrow, later on that day, you go back and you do probably not that same sin, but you do something else. And then you ask God to forgive you again. Family and friends, it doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that. You ask God to take you out of that darkness. You asking him to trust and lead because you trust in him, and you asking him to lead you. When you do that, you got to continue. Now, you put everything that you got in God's hands. So, you know, you're asking him to lead you in that path of righteousness, but you have to be there, body, mind, and soul, to keep in that righteous path. You want to stay there and be there. Like I always say, don't wait till we on our dying bed asking for repentance, thinking that, okay, because we did it before we died, we're going to this pearly gate, we're going to be in heaven. Man, you could still go to hell. If you could give God your time now and give him all of you now, give it to him when you're well. Give it to him when you're able to do the things that you need to do to glorify and to follow him and to be closer to him. That's what you want to do. Don't wait till it hits the ceiling and then you're begging and then you're repenting and then you ask God, oh, change my way. Oh, God, if you get me out of this, I will never do it again. You know, God, is you I believe in. Don't wait till then. Don't wait till then. Some of us hear the voice. Some of us see the signs. And we ignore it. Listen, God is always calling for our attention. He is always asking for us to be close. Our God that we say we serve is a jealous God. He is a jealous God. He is not a part-time God. He is not a half-time God. He doesn't want part of us for half of a time. He wants all of us full time. If you could commit to your job every day, even when you're sick, why not commit to God every day, even when you're sick? Give him all of you. Give him everything in you. Listen, when we put our life in God's hand, we are safe. You know they said you cannot touch God anointed. That's exactly what it is. The devil can't touch us. When we give ourselves to God, don't matter how much time the devil tried to stick that pin. God will put that sheet, he's going to cover you with that armor that you would be so protected. You would be so uplifted that he just can't get to you. He just can't touch you. He cannot make you fall, because that's what the devil is trying to do with us here on earth. The way I see it, in my opinion, is we are already living in hell. We are already living in hell. The signs of revelation is already here. Why not give yourself to God now? Don't wait till you see thing and then you see God. Oh gosh, God coming. So let me repent quick. Let me give myself to God. You know, Father God, you know, clear all my sins. Give me that clean slate. It don't work. So we all made mistakes. We all made bad choices. But we ask God to bless us, to forgive us. Then walk that righteous path, family and friends. Walk that path. You know, when the road is too wide, and when we walk that road and that road is too wide, we give the devil opportunities to come in. So guess what? We have to narrow down that road. Narrow down that road so we could carry our own cross and give it to God. And say, God, I am yours. I am yours. We all are children of God. Start acting like it. Don't go to church on Sunday and pray. I feel so holy. I feel so this. No, you shouldn't only pray to God and glorify God just on one day. You glorify him every day from the time you wake up. Give him that tongue. Pray. Family and friends, do not wait till it's too late. Do not wait till it's too late. So we're going to roll. We already rolling to the banana. So we're going to slice up these apples coming from 1 Peter 1:3. A life of purpose. All praises to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is by his great mercy that we have been born again, because God raised Jesus Christ from the dead. Now we live with great expectation, and we have a priceless inheritance, an inheritance that is kept in heaven for you, pure, undefiled, beyond the reach of change and decade, family and friends. We have that inheritance. God is by his great mercy that we have been born again, that we are able to say, thank you, Jesus. We have to remember that he has died for our sins, the sins of the Gentiles. We are the Gentiles. Lord, when I think of the inheritance I received in Christ, one that cannot be corrupted by anything, I fall on my knees and thank you. Knowing what my future holds brings me confidence to live today and brings me peace and stability to a shifting, changing world. I have no control in many areas of my life, but eternity is sure and certain and puts everything into perspective for me. What I do know is important, but everything here on this earth is temporary. Jesus tell us in Matthew not to store up treasures on earth because it can be destroyed or stolen. The real treasure, family and friends, is the one that lives on in eternity. It is easy to get caught up in the day-to-day act of survival, but I am also involved in the material side of life, that I am neglecting what really matters. And we all do that. We get caught up with the money we make. We get caught up with the cars we have. We get caught up with the life we live in. Those are material stuff, family and friends. It could be taken anytime. Else. We neglect the most important person, which is God. Father, I need your help to see the world through the lens of your world. I want your perspective on life here so that I do all I can do to live a life of purpose. Family and friends, we have to figure out what our real purpose is in this life that we live in now. What is it? Is it to chase after materialistic stuff? We born young, but we get older. We see the changes in our looks, in our appearance. We see the changes in our skin as we get older. It's the same thing. Everything that you have brand new, everything that you cherish that is brand new, it will become old. It might rot in. It could be destroyed, family and friends. So why are we so caught up on materialistic skincare and art instead of looking for that eternity with God? Why aren't we looking for that peace within God, that stability that He could give us in our life? We have no control over our life. But if we hold up, wait a minute, put a little God into it, He's going to show us that direction. He's going to show us that path, that righteousness, the what we need to know. Start picking up your Bible and know the Word of God. Know and understand, overstand what He's trying to tell us. Not what we think we know, because we could be wrong. Why not live in obedience with God? Why not live by His will? Why not live by the truth? The truth is His word. Why not live by that? Instead of guesstimating, instead of thinking what we know or learning from somebody else, are we still wrong? We still wrong. Get out of that materialistic mentality, family and friends. Get out of it. Everything we have shall perish. Everything that we earn will disappear. Everything around us could be destroyed. And it goes back to us looking at the art that we're living in. Look at how things are getting destroyed. Look how people is dying. Ask God for His perspective through His vision, His eyes, His lens. Hey, God, you know, I ain't walking straight, but I want you to show me. Go to the Bible and you will know. Read the Bible and you shall see that everything that we think we're going through in life, people before us have been through it. This is why every problem that you have, there's an answer to it in the Bible, family and friends. Wake up, smell the coffee because the coffee brewing. Don't let it brew and you're smelling it, but you're not there. Everything that is dark shall be cleansed, family and friends. So why not? Why not want to walk and be in that vision of God that we are living righteous, we are living in God's perspective, that we are doing things that is good, not for us, but good by God? Family and friends, just take a deep look and look around and see what's going on. Because it shall get harder as time go by, but God will make it greater for us, family and friends. So once again, I'm going to take another music break, family and friends. You are tuned into The Grub. And I will be back after this music selection, family and friends. Thank you for tuning in. Stay tuned and stay blessed. Yes, family and friends, we have to remember we are warriors. That's right. So you are tuned into The Grub, family and friends, and we are serving energy snacks. So we're going to go right into the strawberries, Not My Way, coming from Job 2:2. Where have you come from? The Lord asked Satan. From earth, where I've been living, watching everything that's going on, Satan replied. Family and friends, do you think God has asked Satan about you like he did about Job? Your surrendered beauty is a statement to the devil as well as to human beings. When you obey God's command and allow him to shine through you, you are connecting to what Eve did wrong. You are correcting what Eve did wrong. You are being a human woman or man who chooses to be beauty, to be a you are being a human woman who chooses to be beautiful God's way and not to her own way. So basically, family and friends, Satan lurks. We all know that for sure. Satan lurks. He's lurking the earth. He's here watching everything, waiting for us to mess up, waiting for us to make that mistake, waiting for us to do everything wrong so he could have that grip on us. But family and friends, when we give it and all to God and we obey God, we allow him to shine through us. We such that bright light that we blind Satan that he can't see us. All he can see is this bright light covering over us. That he can say, you know what? I don't want to be battered because that light is too bright for me. So it goes back to what I was saying. Don't matter what we do in life. Don't matter what mistake we make in life. Don't matter what we go through to life in life. Just give it to God. Give it to God and allow him. And we have to remember, when we give it to God, we have to be patient. We have to humble ourselves. Because we might look for the answer right away, but we also have to remember it's not on our time, but it's always on God's time. He has perfect time. He is never too early and he is never too late. He is always on time, family and friends. So just remember that God is good. God is great. God, show us grace and mercy, family and friends. Don't let Satan, and don't allow Satan to take what God has good for you. Plant the seed and he shall nourish and water it. Once you do that, everything else, family and friends, will be great. Everything would be perfect. We are not perfect human beings, but when we walk with Christ, everything around us becomes so perfect because we are so humble, we are so patient, we just wait on God for everything. That everything just comes into line. We're not all over the place. We're scrunching for nothing. We ain't worrying about nothing. There's no jealousy. There's no anger. There's no hatred in our heart. God cleanses us of all of that. Once we walk straight, we walk on that path with God, family and friends. God is good, and we have to remember that he will shine through us. Eve made that mistake, but we could correct it, family and friends. We could correct it by doing things God's way, by being obedient, by living in his will. Not living like Christ, but living Christ-like, family and friends. Everything will come into place. Don't think that you in your battle. Don't think that you in this war by yourself. You know, they said the devil could think he win the battle, but we gonna always win the war. We are warriors. We are soldiers. We are vessels of God, family and friends. Take that with you. It's sometimes like what we just say back home. Just hush your mouth and wait. Sometimes we have to do that. We have to step back, hush our mouth, be patient, and just wait. Just wait. When you ask God for something in prayer, he might not give it to you then, because we might think it's a need, but in honesty and in truth, it's just a want, because we want it right now. But God is going to give it to us when we really need it, family and friends. So we're going to move in to our blueberries. Yes, and it's a once and for all. And this is coming from Hebrews 12. He went once for all into the Holy of Holies of heaven, not by virtue of the blood of goats and the calf, by which to make reconciliations between God and man, but his own blood, having found and secured a complete redemption and an everlasting release for us. Family and friends, under the old covenant, the sins of the people were covered, but they were never rid of the consciousness of sin. The blood of the bulls and goats could be used for that purification of the body, but it could never reach the inner man and purify his conscience. Everything until that time, family and friends, tied us over until the fulfillment of God's time. But when the time comes to put into action the plan God had announced in the Garden of Eden, he sent his son to do the job right. Jesus offered his blood once and for all. This means two things. First, he never has to do it again. And second, it has been done for everyone. You can go to sleep tonight, family and friends, knowing your sins are completely forgiven. How do we know that? Jesus died for our sins once again for us Gentiles. He died for us to have that new slate, for our sins to be forgiven. That opportunity for us to walk that righteous path and to be into that righteousness with God. We are covered by the glory of God's blood. So again, why do we want to live a sinful life and continue committing the sins that we do? Sometimes we think that it's not a sin, because to us and mentally to us as human beings, we think it's the right thing to do, but you got to stop and think about it before you act. Act before you react. Because sometimes the smallest things that we do, we are committing sin in a small way. Yes, we could go sleep tonight knowing that our sins are completely forgiven. But God always wants us to come to him. Take it to him. If something is going on, something is wrong, why share it with a friend? Take it to God. He has all the answers that we're looking for. It's two things we could do. Ignore it. Because as human beings, if we want to hear it and it's not in our favor, we're going to ignore it. We all have been there, ignoring the signs, ignoring the truth. Or you could listen to it and flow with it and see what a difference it would make, family and friends. Like, like I said, God is a jealous God. He wants us. He's asking for us. Let us not have him begging for us. Don't have him begging for us to come for him. He already set that foundation. He already gave us that platform. He sent his only son for us, to die for us. That's to show that he's not a selfish God. He could have keep his son for himself. He had to create us in his image. He had to give us nothing that we have. He had to create the mother and the father of us, which is Adam and Eve. He had to create them, because without them, they wouldn't have no us. Family and friends, pick up your Bible. Start reading your Bible. Start getting to know God's word. Start getting to know the truth. We go to church and we listen to the pastors and they preach and stuff like that. You know, and they're up there in that pulpit. The scriptures that they're giving you, there's nothing wrong walking with your book on paper. Write down the scriptures and go back. Read it for yourself. Understand it. Understand it for yourself. See what message you getting for yourself. Because sometimes we have these pastors preaching and giving us these Bible books. That's the message they got from God. Read it for yourself and see what message you get for yourself. Because all of us could read a Bible verse and all of us could get different messages from it. Because the message that you're going to get from it is the message for you. That's the message God wants you to get for yourself. Family and friends, like I like to say, hold up, wait a minute. Let's put a little God into it. Let's put God into our lives and keep him there. Some of us are getting older. Teach your kids. There's children's Bible out there. If they could read, let them start reading. Ask them questions. Read with them. If they can't read, ain't nothing wrong in reading that child a Bible verse every night. For the older ones, hey, what you got, what you understand, what you overstand from what you just read. And elaborate on it. Talk to them about it. Listen, because when you plant that seed of God in a child from a young age, they will stray away. They will. Majority of them will stray away as they get older. But because you plant that seed and the seed got watered, and that seed got nourished, guess what? They're going to always come back, because that's what they know. That's what you implanted in them. That's the seed that you put in them. So they're going to always come back to it. Even if they don't remember 10 verses, a child into adulthood would always remember one verse. Like Sister Diane said last week, on the show, she remembered that one verse. That's something from Smart that she remembered, and up to this day, she remembered that one verse. They would always remember something. Now is the best time, especially if you have a 2-3-year-old. Their mind are like sponge. They're going to suck it in. And you continue repeatedly. It's like when you have a basketball game and you teach them this one move. Hey, this is the move you're going to use when games start. This is the play that you're going to do. This is, and you train them for that. They're going to remember that. So why not start opening our Bible with our kids? Why not start opening our Bible with our grandkids? Why our great-grand? Why not start teaching them now? Teach them now. Especially if you see that they love church, take them to church. Open their mind to a whole new world. Don't say you won't go to church because you don't like Susie, Paul, and Jane, and this is why I mean going to church, so my children ain't going to church. Do not take that away from your kids, family, and friends. Do not take it away from your kids. teach them, you read, you learn, open up your mind. Hey, knowledge is a very powerful thing, and it's never too late for us to learn more, to understand, overstand more. Family and friends, we're going to take another short music break, and then we're going to come back and close the show of today. Once again, to our TPV radio listeners and the bridge, those that are listening on the bridge, thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you guys for supporting us. We'll be right back after this music break.
Wake up, late feet to the pavement. Running at 100, ain't read, no praying. Knees in my seat got me so anxious. Peace telling me how I need more patience. And I know it, Lord, I don't want to go it on my own. Now I know how close the end zone is. Knowing I can blow it got me feeling more heroic. Now he's telling me to run it, but I sure want to throw it. Knowing it is your play calling, they got me in a position to take all this. How dare I break off and stray? Long as I've been training for the game, I wish I would throw the ball away. I'm trying to be a better follower. The true faith don't keep calling audible. And plus I tried on my own, and that's what had me crying in the throne in the first place.
2 steps forward, 2 steps back, like I'm running in place. Staying where I'm at, it's the same old path. Trying to hold me back. God, I need you to. Why don't you just
up in this predicament, due to a whole lot of not listening, trying to get it in, before I got it right, like I'm a highly survivor, but you got tonight, trying to add them in the plans I already made, instead of asking for the plans in heaven lane, but this a game I already played, if I seek him first, I can never be left straight, alright, new day, do pray, before I put the brush to the toothpaste, touche. Face fresh like a new fade. Get up in the word, then grind is my new thing. Put him back in the top spot. Everything falling into place now. Put my feet to the streets like hopscotch. So seasons, wait till the rain down.
2 steps forward, 2 steps back. Like I'm running in place. Staying where I'm at, it's the same old path. Trying to hold me back. God, I need you to. Why don't you just leave?
Have you ever felt like you just walking by yourself like nobody can?
Like nobody.
And you just want somebody there to help you feel. I know that feeling, so I'm trying to break it down.
Break it down.
Just to let you know you're not alone. I know it looks like you're all by your lonesome. But he's a failure power to be here. He's real, I know. Let me show what I mean. Just let him inside. He'll wash it clean.
And it's that tingle down your spine when you meet your soulmate. It's that joy in your eyes when you're on the verge.
Once again, family and friends, that's right, it's never too late to start over in your life. I love that song by my brother Derek Gilbert. He is a great artist, so I love his music in general. So once again, family and friends, we did serve you your energy fruit of the day. So if you want to know what we are serving up next week, so tune in next week, Monday, Central at 12 p.m. Central Standard Time. You know, you could either tune into us here on Black Talk Radio, Facebook or The Bridge, download Live 365, Family and Friends. You can listen to all our shows there as well. So, Family and Friends, thank you so much for tuning in today to The Grub. I got to get with my sister Diana. I am worried about her, so I'm going to call her right now, Family and Friends. So thank you so much. Thank you so much for supporting us here on Bold Radio Station. We do appreciate it. So once again, Family and Friends, have a blessed week. You can tune in to the Caribbean Pepper Pot tomorrow night. So, and also, Family and Friends, be safe. There are a stomach virus going around, and my household was sick with it this weekend. So, you know, just stay healthy, stay hydrated, and take the right meds that you need to take to keep yourself well as well. So once again, Family and Friends, thank you for tuning into The Grub.